We had a major power outage, so hold on. Testing 1, 2. Hello. We had a major power outage at our studio here in the El Pacifico last night. We haven't had – it's a very interesting – this is a rather old area, an old neighborhood. And whereas many of the – much of the power lines underground, some of it is above ground here. And I suspect that may be what part of the problem is. When I first bought in this neighborhood and we first sort of set up shop here, we had a power outage every week. Every Sunday, it seemed the power went out. It's very interesting. I think that was because they were probably doing some work, some kind of work that was interfering at that time. But then everything was groovy. But then all of a sudden, out of the blue, of course, the fires will cause that because the fires blow transformers go, and whole neighborhoods go, whole blocks go. And during the worst of the fires, when we got one up in the Santa Clara Riverbed, we lost power one night, and I think I told you guys about it. Let me think about what I did. We lost power, the entire neighborhood, and when a whole neighborhood goes out, when you lose all the lights, I think I mentioned this to you guys, it goes pitch fucking black. I mean, dude, when there's no light anywhere, you know, and there's no moon in the sky. So the only light that I had was the flashlight from my phone. And there I was hustling candles and looking for matches. And I haven't had a cigarette in 15 years. There are no lighters around here. We haven't really lit a fire in the fireplace this winter, although we should. That would be kind of a nice thing. But anyway, yeah, I got to go down and get some kindling and put it in the fireplace. But anyway, so I'm like, well, how the fuck am I going to light this goddamn? I know we have matches. We have big, long fireplace matches. I'll light them on the stove. Well, guess what? The stove is a gas stove, has an electric igniter on it, okay? And there was no electric stove anywhere. There are actually two kitchens in my house, believe it or not. I have two kitchens, one upstairs and one downstairs. But in any event, I think there's an electrical stove in the downstairs, but I think that stove is not being used. I think it was unplugged or something. But so long fucking story short, I get up to the supermarket. Have you got a lighter? I don't know, sir. You know, this guy was fucking clueless. Just looking for lighters. No, we might have one, maybe. And then I finally asked this young lady, do you have lighters? Oh, yeah, we have one right here. We have one for candles, one for this. So got these fucking lighters. She said, my house went out, too. Her neighborhood was fucking black. Lit the damn candles, and we had lights. Well, at least we had the flickering light of a candle. And then what happened, man? I told you that I got in a car to charge my phone, and I drove up to the freeway, turned around and drove back, and as I was coming back, I was thinking, maybe I ought to get better candles than the ones I have, and I thought, oh, fuck that, you know. Let's just go home and wait for the lights to come back on. And as soon as I got into the neighborhood, just you go way down this boulevard and then you hit the beach where we are, the lights were on everywhere. So it was about a 40-minute outage. That was three, 4 weeks ago? Man, can't even that. 2 weeks ago. Then we had this one last night. And I think that was only about an hour or so. I don't know what caused that. So anyway, welcome to the show.